GM. How's everyone doing? Let's see. So we're doing it at today's AMA. We're doing it at a unconventional time. I like to mix it up sometimes so that people who normally don't have an opportunity to participate in their time zone do have that opportunity. But yeah, that usually results in fewer people, but that's all right. So let's see. I guess quickly, just to recap the major events for us over the last month. One thing was that we made some major adjustments to our market making algorithm, and people noticed because the fees that we generate went up quite a lot. So yeah, that's working quite well, which is great to see. Yeah, even in these relatively low volume times, as the market has flipped somewhat bearish, even as there remains so many reasons to be optimistic. Crypto industry as a whole seems to be doing great, I would say. Maybe just not in terms of price, but yeah, the tech keeps getting better, the regulations keep getting better. So yeah, and then the other thing was we formed a partnership with Magic Eden, where they gave us a grant of Magic Eden tokens, which we voted to lock for 4 years in order to maximize the rewards we get. In exchange for this, we moved the Flare bid of 1,000 SOL, replenished every month, to Magic Eden's platform from Tensor. Tensor also made a proposal to keep our liquidity on their platform, but Magic Eden provided a stronger proposal. So, yeah, our liquidity is now on Magic Eden. We have a bunch of locked Magic Eden tokens. I believe it was supposed to be worth 12K, but then after they sent the tokens, Magic Eden pumped a bit, so at the time that we received it, it was like 13K. So, and then, yeah, we're like in the top 1% of stakers. So, yeah, that's a really strong position, I think. So, glad to have that partnership with Magic Eden. They're also gonna post an article about us on their blog, which I think will be amazing. I think they're going to use the article written by White Turtle Bill. He just wrote a very comprehensive guide to flares, which is awesome because, like I've written some stuff over the years, but nothing as comprehensive as what he's created, and nothing as up to date as what he's created. So, yeah, they're going to publish that on Magic Eden's platform, I believe. And I mean, Magic Eden has a huge community, so yeah, that's going to be great that a lot of people will learn about flares if they take the time to read it. It is a long article, but yeah, flares are pretty unique in how they work, so. It makes sense that it can't easily be summarized. But yeah, so that was a great article. Check it out if you haven't. And yeah, I think those are the two main things. Yeah, so I'm going to get into the questions. Actually, we just have one person who posted today from Swans. Says, hope the AMA is well supported. Just a few thoughts from me. Number one, Thanks for the dev team for the adjustments made to Lefinity. Yes, so I guess I already covered that, but yeah, that was awesome to see. Number two, what's the time frame on the audit you mentioned, assuming SandGlass? Yeah, the audit is for SandGlass. So actually, we sort of completed the audit. I should say the auditor completed their side, and now we are implementing a bunch of changes that they recommended. So you will hear about the audit when we make those changes to the code, and then update the program on chain. But yeah, that takes some time to implement all the changes. SandGlass is a relatively large program. So yeah, the audit took a while, and it'll take some time to implement the changes as well. And number three, thanks for the work with Magic Eden, and shout out to White Turtle Bill for keeping that moving. Yeah, 100%. I also want to shout out, I believe it was Debaser, who I don't hear from much, but suddenly one day was like, hey, can I connect you with Magic Eden? So yeah, thanks for being the instigator for that partnership. Glad it worked out. And yeah, I guess that's all the questions we have for now. Maybe the audience, as small as it is today, might have some questions. Feel free to ask in the AMA questions channel, RNA and just me, 1, 2, 3. I can think if there's anything more I wanted to talk about. White Turtle Bill has been talking about the progress on transitioning the Flare NFT collection to, what was it, 404? The new standard by Metaplex. And they've already created a migration tool. I guess there's some concern that it's not audited. But, yeah. I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen next. I'm sure White Turtle Bill is on top of it, though. I guess there's a token price to talk about. Actually, Flare's entered the, or became the top three NFT collection by market cap on Solana in the previous month, which was a first. It's never been that high before. Yeah, I mean, the model is really proving itself out, I think. Flare's never got like tons of hype. You know, the most hype it ever had was probably around its launch. It did sell out very fast. 2 hours, I think. So there was that, but I mean, we didn't even do like a ton of marketing before we launched. But yeah, it still went well. But since then, you know, like we've been like a mid-cap NFT project, but one of the very few that's consistently moved up the ranks over time. Most projects, once the hype fades, So does the price. So yeah, it's been cool to see that play out. At some point, there was about 100 flares listed. Now there's 150. So I guess at these higher prices, more people are willing to sell, as should be expected. But yeah, guess we'll see where price goes from here. And then the Lfinity token has been remarkably stable. I think other tokens, especially if you want to compare to like similar DEX tokens, have gone down much more than Lfinity has. Of course, they probably also went up more than Lfinity did, if you're counting from the bottom. Actually, I don't know. I haven't done any detailed analysis. I don't know if I care. If you look at like from the bottom of the bear market, when like SOL was $8, if you measure from there to now, which tokens have performed best, yeah, you could try to see that. It's kind of tricky because Lfinity is also distributing revenue, so you'd want to take that into account somehow, but yeah, I think that's basically all from my side. Guess I can just stick around for a bit in case anyone has any questions or could wait for some other people to show up. Hey Shadow, what's up? I basically answered all the questions and talked about a bunch of stuff, but was waiting for if anyone else had any more questions. So yeah, if you have any, feel free to ask. Just letting you know since it was quiet. Maybe you were wondering. Well, RNA, I appreciate you sticking it out with me here. I think I'm gonna call it. Yeah, thanks for participating, even as you just woke up. And yeah, see you and the rest of everyone in the chat. Hope you have a good day. Oh, hello, Alfro. I was just about to close out the call, but if you have any questions, I will happily answer them. Oh, he left. I guess not. All right, cool. Have a good day, RNA. See you, everyone. Bye-bye.